Hachette Audio presents How High the Moon, written by Karen Parsons, read by C.C. Aisha Johnson, with a note from Karen Parsons. For my mom. There are years that ask questions, and years that answer. Zora Neale Hurston. Ella.
What was I thinking, leaving home with no shoes? Running down our driveway and onto the packed and dry dirt road, I hardly noticed my bare feet. I'd heard Granny call it after me, but the words didn't make sense until I'd already turned off into the woods towards the creek, where the fallen blackberry brambles and knobby tree limbs stabbed and scraped. Ella! Your shoes! Your shoes! She hollered after me. I tore through the woods, my legs trying to keep pace with my pounding heart. Later at home, I discovered deep scratches and cuts covering my ankles and the soles of my feet. One cut was so deep, I'd leave a trail of blood across the porch and clear on into the kitchen. But I couldn't feel none of that now. There was just my good news. I was finally going to live in Boston with Mama. I pushed a low poplar branch out of my way and arrived at Creek's clearing just before the water's edge. I'd almost lost my hat twice on the way to the creek. It blew clear off my head. Dirt and broken leaves clung to the dark felt, making it dusty and gray, and I beat at them till they finally came loose. No one in Clarendon County had a hat.